It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. And what's up, baseball fans? It's Wednesday night. And this is the Who's On First Base Baseball Podcast, episode number 21 for September 29th, 2021. Once again, we do this every Wednesday. We post it Wednesday night. We hope you enjoy it. We break down Major League Baseball. It's all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network because the Coach's Corner Sports Network is our sponsor, John Henderson and Dell Henderson at Coach's Corner. You got to love it. It's the center of the sports universe. We got five shows. Wednesday nights before this show or before our podcast, we got Rubbin' and Grubbin' from 6 to 7 on YouTube, on Coach's Corner Facebook page. You got yours truly on Saturday mornings from 9 to about 10:30 with the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Then we got a show that was broadcasted back in April, the 19th hole with the Herb Brothers, who did a great show on the Masters, the 19th hole. A lot of fun. Go check it out. Four straight nights. It was enjoyable. Couldn't get them to come on and do another major, but you know what? Go check it out. And anyway, we have two podcasts. Of course, the Young Bucks, Spencer Maddox and Travis John, doing the Hot Grids podcast. They're up to their 86th episode. And then, of course, George Truly, the coach, Carl DeMasi, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, doing the Who's On First Baseball Podcast. Episode number 21. We're kicking it off, as they say every game, Kyle, play ball. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, man, last full week of the baseball season right now. The races are hot. We got some unbelievable, crazy races in the American League. The Braves are closing in on their fourth straight division title. I can't wait to get started.
And of course, he's looking at the chops. We play four innings. First inning, we go around the horn. We talk about the standings. We talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball. Inning number two tonight, we're going to do the wild card playoff because this year has been so unbelievable. We got a lot of things going on right now. We still got six games left. Then we'll talk about the home team, the Braves. Okay, we live here in Georgia. We got to talk about the Braves, not the Cubbies, not the Yankees. We're talking about the Braves. And then we'll end it out with baseball trivia. The coach, oh, yeah, little respectable this year. Of course, the Fanatic leads with 11 wins. Okay, five losses. We got three ties. 11, 5, and 16. We're missing something here. Four ties. 11, 5, and 4.
I was 20. Trying to cheat you out of a tie there, buddy.
We've done 20 trivia games. We play two innings. We ask two questions. If we both get them wrong or if we both tie, we both get them right, we go to a third question. All right, let's play ball. Okay, I got a question for you before we go around the horn. Inning number one around the horn.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay, what do you think or who do you think was the top team who've already have clinched their place in the baseball playoffs?
Okay, the top team that's already clinched their place. You're not saying won the division.
Won the division.
The top team that has won their division as of right now, I mean, I'm going into the American League. I'm going with, Tampa Bay Rays. They get the best record in the American League. They clinch the game. They clinch the division. And, I mean, they still have the two current wild card holders 7 and 9 games back, respectively. 7 and 9 games back behind them, and they are still in the wild card. That's how tough that division has been. And I mean, they went ahead and just sewed it up. They've already got it done, and they're ready to sniff it October.
All right, here's a question for you, though.
What you got?
Okay, Tampa Bay, the Devil Rays. They'll always be the Devil Rays to me. They'll always be black and green, and not this baby blue and yellow. But anyway, you can take it. It's not the Devil Ray. It's not a Devil Ray. Have you ever seen a Devil Ray that's baby blue and gold? No. Okay, dark black or dark blue, navy blue, and of course a little green to it. But that's another story. Okay, we'll get into what uniforms we love. Okay, but anyway, do you think the Devil Rays, or as you say, the Rays, because you love the baby blue and gold?
Because that's what they're called.
I don't care. We gotta be political correct. We can't say devil. Give me a break. All right. But anyway, say, coach, shut up. You're going on a tangent here. But they got five games left. Do you think they'll break the century mark?
I don't think they're going to break the century mark. They're going to be resting their studs in the rotation right now. I mean, I think they'll probably rattle out, you know. I mean, they're sitting there right now. I mean, if you look at the record as it stands, they got 6 games left. Yeah, they got a shot. They got 5 games left. I see them finishing that they could. I don't think that's really on Kevin Cash's mind right now. Yeah, it's fun to win 100 games, but I really think they're more about the health of their players right now.
That's baloney. Rest your players. Go for the century mark. That's what I say. All right. Central, Chicago White Sox, lock.
Easy lock. They're trying to figure out if guys like Carlos Rodon and guys like Michael Kopech are going to be ready to go. You look at a guy like Carlos Rodon. Signed a 1-year prove-it deal, $3 million. He's going to get paid in the offseason. He threw about 42 innings last year, obviously in the COVID shortened season. He's thrown $120 this year. Manager Tony La Russa is trying to rest him down the stretch to see what he can do. His value as a free agent was at its peak when he'd thrown, let's say, about 90 to 100 innings. He's added a few more starts there, and you're starting to see a little bit wear and tear. They need him ready for October. Yeah.
All right. Let's go now to the only race in the American League. You got the Astros and the Mariners fighting it out. I mean, I don't know if the Athletics are too far out of it, but let's see. Houston has played 157. Seattle's played 158. And Oakland has played 158. So 5 games left. For two of the teams, 6 games left to the other. What do you think?
Houston's going to lock it up right now. Seattle's played some unbelievably great baseball. They're a half game out right now of the second wild card. Oakland's all but out of it, I think. Even though they are within striking distance and they're not mathematically eliminated, I see Houston clinching it over the weekend, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Biggest choke in the American League this year.
Biggest choke in the American League. That's pretty tough right now for me.
I'm going with the Angels.
Well, the Angels frustrate me, and I know it frustrates their fans year in and year out.
It frustrates everybody. With the talent they got, they should be winning. Once again, your man that got you a World Series, Joe Maddon, proves once again you can't do it.
That has nothing to do with the manager. It has to do with the talent on the field.
He has to manage the talent. I think he rode the shoes of the Cubs because the Cubs were so talented that they got him through it. He hasn't done anything anywhere else, I think.
Yeah, well, also the pitching for the Angels has done them nothing. If you don't have pitching, you can't compete. You got a healthy Mickey Mantle. You got Mike Trout. You got Shohei Ohtani, who is easily, to me, in my mind, he gets my MVP vote this year. But then after that, what else you got? You got two guys that are going to draw people at the gate. They have no pitching. They were not built to win. And there are so many cracks in that facade that even a great manager, a World Series manager, could not fix. I don't even know why we're talking about this right now because they've been out of it since August.
I just had to get you riled.
I'm wearing a cool shirt tonight, too.
Let me go back and be the host. Okay, we're going back to the National League now. You could say the only division that's locked up is the Brew Crew, but St. Louis Cardinals, unbelievable. 17 wins in a row.
Scary good. I mean, Georgia boy Adam Wainwright has found the fountain of youth. Milwaukee, and they just lost their closer due to a broken hand tonight. He's going to be out, Devin Williams.
Let's go punch a wall.
Yeah, that's what happened. Have a few pops and punch a wall. Yeah,
hopefully he doesn't go home and punch his wife like the other guy did for the Braves.
Well, I'm really glad he didn't do that for, I don't know, myriad reasons. Let's get back to the Cardinals, something I never would say as a Cubs fan. Hottest team in baseball, scary good. You look at the power on that team. You see a fountain of youth with Adam Wainwright. We'll get into that when we talk a little wild card action right now. Even a 17-game win streak couldn't get them to catch up with the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit too little too late. They're the scariest team going in. Milwaukee is still scary with their arsenal of starters right now. But that division is all sealed up. And I'm going to throw this back to you, host. What do you want to talk? You want to talk NL East? You want to talk NL West? What do you want?
We always finish with the East. So we got to go out west to the left coast where all those crazies are.
I'm trying to confuse you. You tried to get me riled up. I'm going to mess with you.
All right. Well, okay. We're going to go to the West, and the Giants are holding on. They got a two-game lead. They played 157 games. The Dodgers have played 157 games, so they both got five games to go, and they got a two-game lead. What do you think?
Whew. It's going to come down to strength of schedule right now. You look at it right now, it's crazy. The two best teams in baseball right now, you got the San Francisco Giants, 103-45. Two-game lead over the Dodgers, who have still stayed hot at 101-56. Both teams have clinched spots, and so whoever wins that division whoever comes out of there, the top two, they're both going to the playoffs. I want to look at strength of schedule right now. San Francisco's playing the D-backs right now. LA's playing the Padres. And the D-backs, you never know right now. I mean, they want to play some spoiler right now. San Francisco is going to finish with San Diego at home. The only reason I say I think San Francisco might have the upper hand in this right now is because the Dodgers facing off against Milwaukee to end the season.
But Milwaukee doesn't have their closer.
They don't have their closer, but they have a few beasts that'll get you through the seventh inning, I'll tell you that. And they have a scrappy lineup from 1-9, I'll tell you that.
All right. So that's going to be a dogfight. We got five games to go. Okay, so now we go up to the NL East. We hop on a jet, come across 3,000 miles. Okay.
No big deal.
No big deal, you know, just a 4 or 5 hour flight. So, but the Braves and the Phillies are going at it right now. So, who do you think has the tougher road at the end? They both play each other. They both have the final series. I think the Braves got the Mets.
Braves have the Mets.
And the Phillies got the Nationals.
Yeah. So right there, I mean, you're both facing, you know, third and fourth place in there. Braves hold serve. 3.5 games. Magic number's 3. It's done, coach. They need to go ahead and take care of business. You got Max Fried on the mound tonight. We'll see that how that game's going on. I don't want to ruin it for anybody that's just tuning in right now. Braves have to take care of business before they face off against the New York Mets. That division's theirs.
All right, last question. We got to get out of here. We're already 2 minutes over in this segment. But once again, the biggest choke in the NL for me, I'm going to stay out west, the San Diego Padres. Those left coast teams can't do anything right.
Mathematically eliminated. So much talent, so much money spent, and they absolutely spit the bit in the last month here. And they are mathematically out of it right now. Who's to say who's to blame on there? But there's a lot of things that they need to do to get their house in order. But they're an afterthought. They're not going to October, and that's not what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, they just like to fight with each other. Okay, so that's inning number one in the books. Okay, we got five games to go. Everything's hot. We'll find out at the end of the week who's going to the playoffs. Playoffs? Not San Diego and the Los Angeles Angels. That's all I got to say. So, all right. Once again, you're listening to the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach Carl DeMasi and the baseball fanatic Kyle Lawson, presented by Coach's Corner, because we're all part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. Stay tuned. We got a great lineup out in the Soundgarden, and this man is a nerd because I just give the name of the band, and he names the band that they're imitating. Sorry, am I supposed to be saying imitating?
Cover band.
Cover band, there we go. Cover band.
So, let's go with tribute band.
I know. I'm an old guy.
The band I've heard out in the Soundgarden is not just some garden variety cover band. They're all great. They're a tribute band,
and it's good music.
I've heard them.
And you remember, it's all food and fun since when?
1991. Let's go.
All right, wild cards, and it's wild and hairy, and the man's got the breakdown. So in the American League, we got the Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners, Blue Jays. Maybe even the Athletics fighting for a spot. Then in the National League, I mean, the Giants are in first, but we could have the Giants or the Dodgers. Then we got the Cardinals. The Reds not going to do it. Philly's not going to do it. I mean, the Cardinals are already in. So I think it's got to be the Dodgers, Giants, and the Cardinals in the NL wild card race. Oh, well, I got a hand up here. You're just telling me to hold back. What's wrong with my predictions in the NL wild card race there, buddy?
No, you're absolutely right. I'm just chomping at the bit to tell you what I think.
I'm listening.
Okay, those are the only three options. You 100% nailed it. The Reds are eliminated right now. Here's how it stands, coach. Wild card race. San Francisco holds serve. Two-game lead right now. We'll see how it goes. We talked about the respective matchups going up the rest of the way. As of right now, they get a two-game lead over the Dodgers. Whether it's the Giants or the Dodgers, they are facing the hottest team in baseball right now, the St. Louis Cardinals. 17-game win streak, red hot. They're winning tonight. You get the Fountain of Youth with Adam Wainwright, who's got a who's got some rings with the Cardinals already. Glenn County boy. You look at Paul Goldschmidt, John Lester, and that just makes me want to tear up and cry that he's playing for the Cardinals, but he has found his way after moving over after a trade with Washington. Nolan Arenado, quite possibly the best defensive shortstop in the National League with power pitching. Would not want to face them if they are San Francisco or LA. And I mean, you look at other guys. You got young Jose Rondon. You got Dylan Carlson. You got O'Neill. You look at Tyler O'Neill, scariest wild card matchup. And I mean, Yachty's retiring. They're taking this seriously. And they're going to want to face off with whoever comes out of the wild card in the West. This could get scary. This might be the best one-and-done game in wild card history, and we're going back to the mid-90s right there. That's the NL wrap-up I got for you, and we're going to see what happens because it's coming in early next week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good. Was it Monday night and Tuesday night, right?
That's right. Season ends on my wonderful birthday. You're looking at they always have the day off for the 4th to see if there's any sort of play-in game you need to have, any sort of tiebreaker or anything like that. I'm going to get to that when we talk about the AL. But the 5th, we could start rolling in earnest with the wild card game.
That's going to be exciting. Okay, and I know this just makes me crazy because you got the Yankees, you got the Red Sox, you got the Mariners, you got the Blue Jays, you might even have the Athletics. I mean, so it's crazy that there's five teams that are in the race. The Yankees, right now hold serve, but they're playing the Blue Jays tonight. They so it's going to be pretty interesting. The Red Sox last night choked on the Orioles, had some bird caught in their throat. So it's going to be interesting.
I'll tell you this.
Let's hear it right down. Okay, you got the scenarios. I know you got your little Bible there. It's like 5 pages of spiral notes. So let's throw out what your breakdown is of this AL wild card race.
Well, let's keep it academic to start out here. I wanted to get through the NL real quick because the real action is in the junior circuit, in the AL right now.
You got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes on the clock.
Let's dance. All right, Yankees, two-game.
No, you dance with Angela. I'll dance with my wife, Dee.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to it. Yankees have a two-game lead. Right now, they are two-game lead in the wild card. The Red Sox are half a game back right now. As of right now, the Yankees are going to finish up the season. They get a big weekend series against Tampa Bay. Tough right there, but we'll see who they throw out there. Boston has a little bit of a lighter schedule, playing Washington. Now, Seattle, they're hanging in there. They're only half a game back of getting that second wild card right now. And they have 17 wins on the month. They get a 3-game win streak. You get power from Mitch Haniger. You got young Kyle Lewis. And then you got Mr. Anderson out there starting right now. Toronto is only a game back right now. Now, Oakland is not mathematically eliminated. 3.5 back. Likely out. They would have to sweep the Astros this weekend. Now, with the 2 minutes we got left, I bet it's even left.
You got a minute? You got a minute and 40 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Here is what would happen if we have some tiebreakers. The simplest one, two teams tied for the best record in the league or the wild card. Here's how the rule book states, no extra games. Scenario, you go head-to-head. Example being, let's say Tampa Bay and Houston were tied for the best record. You go to the head-to-head. That's who goes in. That's who would get home field or that wild card. Now, what's more important, the second wild card. This is scenario two. Let's say Boston and Toronto are tied. You would play a game at Fenway because the Red Sox have a better head-to-head record at Fenway on the 4th. The winner goes on, gets that second thing, and they got to play with no rest going into the 5th. Finally, this is goofy. I love it. There's like 5 more scenarios I could get into. MLB broke it down. I went and looked at the rule book. Let's say 3 teams could feasibly tie, which could happen for that second wild card spot. Let's use the big boys here. Let's use the Yankees. Let's use Toronto. Let's use Boston. They get A, B, and C designations based upon their head-to-head records. A would play B. Winner takes that, would take the first spot and would have to play Team C in basically a round robin situation for that second wild card. The designations are determined by head to head. Whoever wins that would get that second wild card spot. It's hurt my brain. I've read it 10 different times. That's what we're looking at. I hope it is all cut and dry, and it will be for next week's show. But wow, that's how silly the American League is. My brain hurts. Take it away, Coach.
We could do it like high school football. Just bring three teams together in one spot. They play each other in a mini baseball games, and we'll decide it that way. You know, A plays B. B loses, they go home. Then A plays C. Well, whoever wins gets the top spot.
You basically summed up scenario C, which could feasibly happen. I hope it doesn't, but we'll see. Again, my brain is spinning.
All right, keep on track. That's inning number two, the wild card. The wild card, okay, I don't want to wrap it up here yet. So in the National League, it's going to be easy. It's going to be the Dodgers, the Cardinals, or it's going to be the Giants and Cardinals, okay? So that's a lock. Going to go out. I'm going to predict it's going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox in the American League East.
And that's the way it's been looking. But you still got Oakland maybe one game away from being eliminated. Seattle is staying hot, and Toronto just won't go away. So I gave the three most obvious scenarios that could possibly happen right there.
What's your pick?
I'm going with you. I think that's what's going to happen. Oakland, I don't think, has the firepower to finish up. They would have to sweep Houston. Ain't going to happen. No way.
You know, Houston can rest all their great players, just like you're saying. Everybody wants to rest their players.
Yeah, but you'll get a depth on a team like Houston right now. You still got to go up there and compete against them. I don't see it. I think the garden variety answer, I'm sticking with you on this. It's Yankees, Red Sox, the great rivalry. We talk about this all day. Although Seattle has been, man, they've been a lot of fun. And I love Robbie Ray and Vladdy Jr. on Toronto. I just don't see it, barring a few mistakes and a few craziness along the way. But that's what I love about pennant races. That's what makes the wild card wonderful.
And that's why it's called the wild card, because it's wild this year. All right, so that's inning number two in the books. Remember, it's the Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, all brought to you by Coach's Corner. All right, inning number three now. We got to talk about the home team. We got to talk about the Braves, okay? My first question to you is, I mean, they win tonight, okay? They're playing right now. We don't want to tell anybody what's going on. They win tonight. The magic number goes down to one, and I think pretty much they can do it. But on the other side, Mr. Fanatic, what happens if they lose tonight?
Well, right now, Philadelphia is still in it. They gain a little bit of traction there. And, I mean, that just is going to change what Brian Snitker is going to have to do against New York. And, I mean, they're not going to do the Braves any favors right now. Taking two out of three at least against Philadelphia is going to be key. Obviously, Max Fried is going tonight. You would love to see them be able to take advantage of this tonight. But I still feel the Braves are going to come out on top. You're looking at 84-72 right now. 3.5 games as of this morning. Charlie Morton just dazzled last night. 10 Ks, 7 innings, 2-1 win. Will Smith, 36.
Will Smith. He gives me agita. He makes me want to go to bed and close my eyes and not watch this guy pitch. Once again, he got his 36 save last night. But we have run on third base. He's killing me.
Yeah, well, he'll may give you a heart attack, but it'll also get you a save right there. He got it done last night. He keeps finding ways to get it done. Georgie boy, Jorge Soler, who is just absolutely having a
Yeah, he gets it done. Night. Just give me a sedative pill or a tranquilizer before he comes out of the bullpen. That's all I got to say.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I have seen closers that have just given me heart attacks as a young man over the year. Theoretical heart attacks, but
name one is like Will Smith.
Ooh, I don't know. I got to go back in my Cubs Rolodex here. You ever watch a guy named Carlos Marmol?
Never heard of him.
Kill you. Anyway, he may wear you out, but he gets the job done. Big night for Georgie. We got two more against Philadelphia. Of course, this one's already underway. Charlie Morton absolutely dealed against Zach Wheeler. Max Fried going tonight. He's got the second. He's tied with Max Scherzer right now for the lowest ERA since the All-Star break, looking at a 178 right now. and they're eyeing their fourth straight title, and they are going to go to the playoffs. And by the way, Braves fans, if you're getting excited, go to Braves.com or go up to Truist Field Friday, 10 a.m. Get there, get early. Now,
I want to throw something at you first before we go a little further into your next little tidbit there. A little nugget I found, which I know it's going to make you cringe, okay? I'm talking about Will Smith. I don't know the guy. I just don't like what he brings to the hill when he gets out on and he toes the rubber, okay? But it's the Braves, have improved. The Braves improved.
Uncomfortable watch.
Uncomfortable, okay. The Braves improved now to 75-2 this season when taking a lead into ninth inning. Can you tell me the two teams that are better than them in the National League?
I can't.
One you go to cringe.
Cardinals.
No. It's across your chest.
Yeah, well, we don't do it.
Going into ninth inning, the Cubs have the best winning percentage, 1,000. They're 55-0 when they lead going into the ninth, but they couldn't get to the ninth that many times leading in the ninth. And the next best team.
I told you that.
The next best team was the Brewers. They're 75-1. So I just wanted to throw that. Just wanted to throw that little Chicago nugget at you. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, thanks for the needle. I appreciate it. The first half of the season, I would have agreed with you. All right, let me get back to this right now. I talked about Georgie Boy staying hot. You're 1-2, trying to get through this stretch right now. Are Max Fried and Charlie Morton, and then of course you have some depth right there in Ian Anderson and Huascar Ynoa. I'm not even going to talk about Will Smith. We already talked to him a little bit right now. What I love about this right now, what I love about the lineup 1-9, let's get off of pitching right now. Freddie, he's obviously hitting 300 on the year right now. In September, he's hitting 337 with OPS almost of 1,000 right now, and he's got 31 bombs on the year. Austin Riley leading the team with 32 home runs right now. In the last 15 games, he's been hot as a 10-cent pistol right now. His ops or his on-base plus slugging are almost 1,000 right now, and he's driven in 12 RBIs. The thing that I love right now, here's my tidbit. If Dansby Swanson, sitting at 27 home runs, if he were to hit three more, Atlanta would have the first Major League Baseball infield with 30 or more home runs. And Austin Riley and Freddie Freeman are both hitting 335 in the last 66 games since the All-Star team. Yes, why that I bring these up? Because power is what is guiding these Braves. Yeah, you got a couple of horses right there, and ultimately this is what's going to win their division.
No argument on my spot. I mean, Freddie Freeman, I mean, you're talking about, you know, he's all over the place. He ranks in the top five in a couple of categories. I mean, runs scored, 117. He's first in the league in that. Hits, 176. He's second in the league in that. Walks, he's third with 84. On base percentage, 393, third place. Total bases, 298. That's his lowest. That's fifth place. He's second in the NL with 52 multi-hit games. Who's ahead of him? Angela probably knows this guy. She's a Dodger fan.
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
Trey Turner.
Oh, Turner. Oh,
55. So, you know, Freeman's been hot all year. Remember when we started doing this way back in episode 1 or 2 and everybody's, wow, Freddie Freeman, MVP. He's not going to be anything this year. He's not. Give the time.
The Braves fans are a fickle bunch.
The Braves fans can't give anybody a chance to warm up. And I know I'm going to blow my own horn here. I've been saying all year long, take it. They're a second-half team. Calm down. It's going to happen. And what happens? Where are they now? Got a good shot of making the playoffs again. So that's all I got to say.
It down right there. And also, one last thing before we move on here. They've got depth. Eher Adrianza has played well. They pick up Eddie Rosario. He had an error the other night, but he has been a stud. You pick up Georgie Boy, who I mentioned from Kansas City.
Solar.
Solar. And I remember I met him when he's playing A-ball in Daytona Beach, Florida. He was a mountain of a man, and he has become such a low-risk, high-reward signing for the front office right now. You know that Max and Charlie are going to lead you into October. I truly believe the Braves are going to wrap this division up in the next three games.
All I got to say is as far as when we got to the baseball trade deadline, the team that came out the best, even though Brave fans didn't think it was the Atlanta Braves.
Smart, prudent moves that added depth. When you lose a guy like Ronald Acuna, they're going to help you get to October. You've had some surprising appearances out of the bullpen. You look at, you know, Tyler Matzik, you know, Luke Jackson that have gone out there and really helped to kind of bridge the gap to get to Will Smith. And, I mean, just find ways to get there. I'm not, sorry. I mean, have a promo, whatever you want to do. I mean, have an Alka-Seltzer, whatever, you know, I think I'm dating you, Bromo Seltzer. I don't even think they sell that anymore.
I'll do the Pepto Bismol. Okay, you got 30 seconds to wrap it up here in inning number three. Braves focus.
Get ready to celebrate that fourth division title in a row by Sunday, Braves Nation. We're all chopping for you. Let's go. Get the power, get the pitching. Everybody stay healthy. Believe in Brian Snitker. Believe in Will Smith, coach. The Braves are for real, and they're ready to go. And if I'm the Milwaukee Brewers, I'm going to be scared.
I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head. As long as we can get to Will Smith and he doesn't blow it, we'll be fine. Okay, so we'll find out on Sunday. Excuse me?
I said take a deep breath, coach. We got this.
I'm taking a deep breath. All right, it's fourth inning time. This is the fun part of the show. This is where we go head-to-head with baseball trivia. We realize that doing three or four questions was too long, so we've cut it down to two questions, two innings. Okay, of course, the fanatic, the guy has a plethora of knowledge about anything and everything. Like I told you, I asked him the cover band that was playing or the tribute band that was playing at Coach's Corner. He knew right away as soon as I told him the title. So anyway, he's up 11 wins. 11 wins, 5 losses, 4 ties to the coach. But I haven't been shut out this year. That's the first time in 4 years I haven't been shut out.
You stepped it up. It's really impressive, coach.
All right, leading off today, you're up first. You're the visitor. I'm going to throw my first question at you. Okay, we know that the Cardinals, that's a little dagger for you, that have won how many in a row?
17.
What's the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball?
Baseball history.
Okay. Baseball history.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking at the Moneyball A's that won 21 in a row if you go back to 2002.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me. You're killing me. I figured you would get this.
Oh, the American League. Oh, you said American League record.
I said in all of baseball. All of baseball. I didn't say
it. And it's the 35 Cubs, and I can't remember how many they won. I'm going to.
All right. Well, they're second. They won 21. The 2017 Cleveland Indians.
Double
deuces. 22, buddy. Double deuces. Okay. But they're not even, I mean, I wouldn't even consider, they consider that the official record, but we got to go back to 1960 where the New York Giants won 26 in a row, but there was an unofficial tie thrown in there. I think the game got called because
San Francisco Giants.
Well, the New York Giants.
You said okay. 1960.
1916, I said.
Oh, 16. Sorry.
16. Okay.
What, did but they play Toledo or something?
They had an unofficial tie in there because the game was called The Darkness.
All right. You got me. Because I was thinking about that. I'm like, I think there's going to be – I just had a feeling you were going to go with longest winning streak thing. And, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Moneyball A's. You got me. Okay.
I'm glad you're following my trend of thought on trivia on these Wednesday night shows. You're finally learning, okay? Whatever makes it into the news, that's a great trivia night.
Well done. Now, the
bottom of the first. Go ahead.
Bottom of the first. Sorry, lead in. Well done. Sorry, coach.
I know that's how you had your steak tonight, but I'm getting a little. It's causing a little upset stomach in you. I know.
Yeah, it appears so. All right. The San Francisco Giants have won 103 games.
Right.
One other time before. What year was it?
I got it. I know it. I lived it. 1987, buddy.
1993.
Damn.
They had two 20-game winners. They had John Burkett and Billy Swift. And guess what? They didn't make the playoffs that year. And that led to the advent of the wild card 7 years later.
You sure it wasn't 1987?
I'm going to guarantee you they were terrible in 1987.
Hold it. I got to go to a record book here. I can't believe that. I don't believe that one. Hold on.
It's 1993, I'm telling you.
I'm going to the record book.
Do it.
Who were the 20? Yeah, you're right, 1993. I thought it was 87.
All right.
All right, so it's 0-0. We'll go to the top of the second, and this is my question to you. Once again, we're staying on streaks, okay? I'm going to go to the other side. Who has the longest losing streak in all of baseball? Not the National League, not the American League, not the senior circuit, not the junior circuit, all baseball, the losing streak.
Oh, man, I don't know. The last giant losing streak I know of is the 1988 Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, but there was one better than that.
What you got for me?
You weren't around. I was 2 years old. Ooh. 1961 Philadelphia Phillies lost 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that is.
All right. This could be. All right. This could bring the white flag out here to Wilmington Island with the red W on it.
Ooh.
I could win it here. Now he's going to dig deep so he can get one that I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
There are two Canadian-born players with 40 or more home runs.
Oh.
Can you name them?
Yeah, he was born because his dad played up there. Junior, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Help me out here.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
There you go. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's one.
Who's the other?
The other one just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Larry Walker!
Oh.
Give me the W! Give me the W! Yes! I got it! I got 6 wins now. I'm only 5 behind the Fanatic. It's throwing the money, buddy. I love it. I'm going to bed tonight happy because I beat the Fanatic. I got it.
You had a calzone for dinner, which is awesome.
And I got a calzone for dinner. Yeah.
Larry Walker. Be out here. That was great.
I know. Just remember, though, if something happens in baseball, the coach might go to trivia about it.
You just might. And I have been really impressed over the last several weeks here. You got me. You got the W. Bottom line, I got like 6 games I got to go pay attention to right now. This is another great show, Coach. But
we're not done yet.
Pretty darn good shows going on at Coach's coming up this weekend.
There you go. Perfect lead. The guy is learning. Okay. Friday night. All right. We got a Friday night evening with Jason Courtney and Jared Wade with a special guest, Ross Etheridge. Okay. It's $10. Go to Eventbrite. Get out there, get out there and get a great seat in the Soundgarden. Plus, there's a gazillion TVs. There'll be football, there'll be baseball. You name it, it's out there. Okay. All right. What happened to my events page here, buddy?
I'm not quite sure.
I just lost my hold. Let me go back. I just had a big events page here. Okay, so that's the evening with Jason Courtney and Jared Wade, and of course and
special guest Ross Etheridge.
Right. All right. Saturday night. I just lost it.
Oh, that's Night Train.
There you go. I knew you'd help me out. Okay. Night Train, who is a tribute band to who?
Great tribute band. They're known throughout the Southeast of Guns N' Roses, playing all your favorites from, Appetite for Destruction to, Use Your Illusion. You name it. They're going to play it all for you. They are fantastic. Go out and check them out in the Soundgarden. I've heard them several times. You're going to love it.
Now, were you a big Guns N' Roses guy?
I enjoy them. They're a band that I enjoy. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite bands, but I do enjoy a lot of their music. Very talented. And Night Train puts on a phenomenal show.
Well, you heard it right there. It's all at the center of the sports universe. We got music out in Soundgarden Friday and Saturday. We got breakfast Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 10:30. And then I get to do it. I go to Coach's Corner. I do my show on Talking Sports. And I get breakfast. Breakfast is from 8 to 11. I know I get a little promo. It gets cold by the end. But you know what? I'm getting some food. I'm like rubbing and grubbing. I mean, gotta love it. So get out there.
It's gravy, pancakes,
French toast, man.
Go get him.
French toast was, off the charts.
Favorite. I can't. Okay, I'm going to go there and get some French toast this week. I'll tell you that.
You should. I mean, it's unbelievable, so you got to try it. But anyway, we got to get out of here. We got about 30 seconds. Like we said, we're trying to keep the show to 40 minutes. So it's been a lot of fun. Once again, whatever you're doing today, tomorrow, Saturday, what are you going to do there, Mr. Fanatic?
It's the last week of the Major League Baseball season. You better hit it out of the park.
Okay, and until we talk to you next week with, of course, the Who's on First Base Baseball podcast, what may it be?
May it be your best week ever. We got playoffs coming.
It's going to be my best week ever when it's the Braves and Yankees in the playoffs. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Braves and Yankees in the World Series. We'll see next week, Coach.
I mean, I'd love to see the Braves and Yankees in the World Series. It'll be tough to me to see who I'm going to root for. But since I've been down here a long time, I might be a little bit towards the Atlanta boys. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I think so.
Well, there it is, folks. He made the declaration right there, but let's find out in a couple of weeks. Great show, Coach. Had a ball.
As always, Kyle, have a great weekend. Tell Angela, go Dodgers. I know you guys are rooting for the Dodgers now, and I know you don't want to see your Cardinals doing anything. Well, sorry, you don't want to see the Cardinals doing anything. They're not your Cardinals.
Oh, you got that right. I don't.
So remember, be safe. Mask up if you have to. Get vaccinated. Wash those hands, and God bless. We'll talk to you next week.